Welcome to Press A to Play, an exploration of video game music from Northwest Public Broadcasting. Together, we're going on a journey through the world of video game music, which has grown from the beeps and boops of chiptunes in the 80s to the fully orchestrated cinematic soundtracks of today. Get ready to play. Let's press A.
Video games may be a multi-billion dollar industry these days, but that doesn't mean you have to be a megacorporation to make them. Small teams and independent developers are releasing thousands of games every year, and many of them stand tall alongside even the biggest big-budget games.
Today we'll be listening to music from games where the developer may be small, but their impact is huge. I'm Anjali Dodia.
I'm Connor Henriksen.
And I'm Devin Gay. Now, imagine you're deep underground. An eerie pale blue light illuminates your surroundings. A giant cavern, boulders the size of buildings rising from a thick fog that blankets the ground. Strange shapes, maybe ancient carvings or the fossilized remains of ancient creatures.
Wait, are we talking about a game or a game developer's studio here?
You stand on the edge of a cliff, and from there you can see a town seemingly abandoned save for one elderly caretaker idle in the street. Perhaps lost in his memories of times past, memories of what this subterranean town used to be. Also, he's a bug.
A bug?
A bug. An insect. An arthropod. You're a bug too. Everyone here is bugs. It's bugs all the way down. This is Hollow Knight, developed by Team Cherry, and you've just entered the fallen insect kingdom of Hollow Nest.
That was Enter Hollow Nest, composed by Christopher Larkin, along with the rest of the soundtrack for Hollow Knight. So far, it gives me some real Danny Elfman Nightmare Before Christmas vibes.
A little melancholy, a little spooky, a little adventurous. That's Hollow Knight in a nutshell. You start the game exploring the crossroads of Hollow Nest. It's desolate, falling apart, the dead and barren ruins of a once bustling civilization. The only life to be found is rotten and diseased.
But then you find the entrance to someplace new, completely overgrown with plants, every inch covered in green, the first sign of life that's not just surviving, but thriving. And in the distance, you see a figure robed in red, wielding a sword-sized needle and thread. Every time you approach, she darts away, leading you deeper and deeper into Green Path. Thank you.
From the game Hollow Knight, you heard Hornet, and before that, Green Path.
Green Path is one of my favorite songs from this game. The first time I found that area, that was when I knew it was very special. I've been a huge fan of the game ever since. In fact, this soundtrack is one of the first ones I ever bought on vinyl.
Nice to see video game soundtracks are being given the same kind of care as some pop or rock albums with the collector's edition or vinyl release.
Yeah, it's cool to see. So I want to point out, Hornet plays for that figure in red after you finally catch up to her, and she challenges you to a fight. Her name, of course, is Hornet, and she'll be the star of the upcoming sequel to Hollow Knight, Silksong.
They were planning to just make Hornet a playable character in the first game, but it was so successful, they had so many ideas about where they could take the story and the gameplay. So Team Cherry gave her an entirely new game instead.
Silksong has been in development since 2019, and I'm not trying to rush them or anything. Team Cherry is a small team. There's only like 3 of them. But as of this recording, we still don't have a release date. I'm at least hoping they give us some good news by the time this airs.
Hopefully. Our next piece from Hollow Knight is named for the capital city of the kingdom built even deeper below in the caves beneath an underground lake. This causes a perpetual rain to fall from the cavern ceilings high above. This is City of Tears.
Thank you.
You've been listening to City of Tears, followed by Dung Defender.
I did say this was a game about bugs, including one very heroic dung beetle.
From the indie smash hit game Hollow Knight, created by the three-man developer Team Cherry, soundtrack composed by Christopher Larkin.
This is Press A to Play. We're looking at video games from indie developers, small studios who make a big impact, and the music that helped make those games special. I'm Connor.
I'm Angeli.
I'm Devin. And this next game is a really special one. It's a game about exploring outer space and so much more. From Mobius Digital, this is Outer Wilds.
That was the main theme from Outer Wilds, followed by Timber Hearth, composed, performed, and recorded by Andrew Prallo. Devin, I've heard you talk about this game a lot.
I could talk about it forever. I'll try to restrain myself, though, because honestly, this is a game that has to be experienced to be understood just how important it is.
Important. Not just a good game or a fun one, but important?
Outer Wilds is a work of art. It is a game that can change you as a person.
I think more than just being a piece of art, Outer Wilds proves that video games can communicate with you, the player, in ways that no other art form can. That sounds a bit pretentious, but I promise the game isn't pretentious at all.
A lot of games get compared to other kinds of art. Maybe a game has a story as deep as any film or graphics as beautiful as a painting, but Outer Wilds brings something different to the table. It's what some people have called an archaeology game. As the player, you're an alien astronaut whose job is to explore your own pint-sized solar system and learn about it.
You'll fly around exploring different planets, deciphering alien writing, and investigating the ruins of long-lost cultures, but it's almost entirely self-guided, relying on your own curiosity to seek answers to the questions that the game presents you with, which usually just leads to even more questions and maybe an existential crisis or two.
And then you look up and you realize the sun is about to explode.
That was End Times, the song you hear about 22 minutes after takeoff, when the sun suddenly goes supernova and engulfs everything around it, including you.
I take it that's not the end of the game, or it would be a pretty short gaming experience.
You're correct. It's the first real twist in the story. You're caught in a time loop. When you die, you're sent back in time just before you took off in your ship. But now you have something you didn't have before, knowledge. It's like Space Groundhog Day.
Yeah, a big difference, though. Instead of just watching Bill Murray learn to play the piano, you are Bill Murray. And maybe if you can learn enough about what's happening in your solar system, you can figure out what caused the supernova in the first place.
Luckily, you're not alone. There have been other space travelers before you. Each planet in your solar system has been explored by one of your peers. Some of them hunkered down and set up camp. Some are completely lost out there. but each of them has a favorite musical instrument that they've brought along, playing a tune to pass the time.
And that's one of the clues you'll follow when you're exploring. You have this device that can pick up the sound of their instruments and point you in their direction. You can use it to track down your friends and see if they have any idea what's happening.
Oh, I love that. A musical message to the unknown. Well, here's the last piece we'll play from Outer Wilds. It features the very song that's played by your fellow space travelers.
That was Travelers, composed and performed by Andrew Prawlow from the game Outer Wilds, a game that I encourage anyone listening to go out and play.
Assuming you have the stomach for space travel.
If you do, it is an experience you will not soon forget.
You're listening to Press A to Play, an exploration of video game music from Northwest Public Broadcasting. I'm Angeli.
I'm Devin.
And I'm Connor.
So we're going to jump from one sci-fi masterpiece to another and listen to music from the game Rimworld by Ludion Studios, a space western about building a homestead on a lawless planet at the edge of the galaxy where you're as likely to deal with cattle rustlers as you are giant alien insects. Thank you. That was Terraformer from the game RimWorld. The entire soundtrack for this game was composed and performed by Alistair Lindsay.
RimWorld's music does so much heavy lifting. This is a game that is meant to be played for hundreds of hours, so of course the music has to be something you can listen to endlessly.
It's the kind of music I can imagine hearing while I watch the sunset over a freshly planted field of potatoes, a pair of wild thrumbos grazing in the distance.
Thrumbos are a bit like a furry rhinoceros crossed with a giraffe.
Sounds a lot like another game about farming that we all love.
Oh no, Stardew Valley? Yeah, there's some common DNA there. You're ranching, you're farming, but instead of playing as just one character, you've got a whole colony full of people to manage.
It's actually a lot like The Sims, because all these people, they have their own personalities and needs, and as much as anything else, you spend a lot of time managing their relationships and trying to keep them happy.
But I'm assuming there's no things like heads on fire while you're cooking or cockroaches invading your home if you ignore doing the dishes.
There are, but the cockroaches are a lot bigger.
Oh dear. So while your colonists work on the farm on a distant planet, you hear this music, Rough Trails. That was Rough Trails from RimWorld, another piece by Alistair Lindsay. You know, this really does sound like my kind of game. Pretty relaxed, meditative even.
Oh, it's very relaxed. Right up until the raiders come and you realize you don't have a good way to defend your colony, so you get wiped off the map.
Oh dear.
So you start a new one and try to remember to build a few more weapons this time.
But this time you spent so much time making the weapons that you forgot to gather medical supplies and everyone dies of the plague.
So it goes.
So it goes.
I take it all back. That sounds really stressful.
Yeah, but you know what? It never stops you from trying again. And even when you're panicking because you don't have enough food for the winter and your colonists are already cranky because all they've got left to eat is nutrient paste made of insect meat, at least you can always groove out to the music.
That was Sita, followed by Tribal Assembly, composed and performed by Alistair Lindsay, along with the rest of the soundtrack for the game RimWorld by Ludion Studios.
I'm Connor.
I'm Devin.
And I'm Anjali. You know, you guys got me thinking about Stardew Valley earlier, and now all I want to do is go home and work on my farm.
Well, you'll have to settle for listening to the soundtrack, because that's next on our list. Again.
Yep. You can't talk about impactful indie games these days without talking about everyone's favorite farm life simulator.
That was The Valley Comes Alive from Spring, composed by Eric Baroni, also known as Concerned Ape, for his game Stardew Valley.
It still impresses me that a game developed by one person can be so deep and so rich, and that it can reach such a wide audience.
That's what happens when you have a real passion for what you're making and an enthusiastic community breathing down your neck, and you're willing to put in the work to make it a reality.
Let's listen to a couple more pieces from Stardew Valley, shall we? This is The Library and Museum and the Stardrop Saloon. This has been Press A to Play. Thank you, everyone, for listening. And remember, whether you're out in the furthest reaches of space or just gardening in your own backyard, never stop exploring. Press A to Play is a production of Northwest Public Broadcasting. Research and editing by Lyric Kano. Original theme music by Austin Schlichting. You can find out more at nwpb.org/PressA.